Hey guys, and welcome back to Ender Gals.
Hi guys, this is Nancy. Welcome back.
This is Nancy. This is Leslie, just in case you didn't know by our what? Today's our 10th episode? No, 9th episode. 8th episode?
Leslie had a few mimosas.
No.
So.
No, guys, I had one and I'm good. I'm good.
She's not acting good.
I am good.
Okay, you're good.
And this is our, look, she doesn't even know. She's going into the website to go see which episode this is.
This is our ninth.
Oh, our ninth. One, two, wow. Three, four, five, look at us, guys.
Six.
So how's your week been?
I'm coming back from crying because Leslie said that I'm some type of way.
I thought because you had diarrhea the whole week. Guys, that was her excuse to not go to the gym.
I've never.
She was too scared of leaving a
I am never again sharing information with Leslie.
Hey, our fans are like, we're like big sisters, you know?
No. Never again gonna try to be open again.
Hey, people know stuff about me. They have to know stuff about you. We're humans, you know? We started going to the gym, guys.
Yeah, we did.
We went.
I had to drag Leslie both days. 2 days. But
hey, it's a start.
Yeah, we just want to go like 3 times a day because we just want to tone up a little.
Yeah. We want to make it even for everybody, you know? Yeah. We can't like look like Shakira and like J-Lo because then...
Yeah, we need to give everyone a chance.
Yeah, exactly. So we're only going 3 times a week.
Yes.
And
I canceled one of these days, but I did motivate you and I did.
Yeah, she did.
I dragged her out of her house.
Yeah, she did on Friday. And I'm actually glad that you did because it was nice. There was not a lot of people and I feel comfortable with that, especially now because I'm like... what does that machine do?
You know? Yeah. You're working out and you're like... Oh.
Looking at everybody like, what? Yeah. How do you do that?
That's how you do it. Okay, now I know.
So I liked Friday, going on Fridays, but it's been good. I've been liking it so far.
Yeah, I've been liking it too. It feels good.
It feels good to
I feel like out. I'm doing something.
Yeah, right. And then when we come out of it and I'm in the car, I feel like so like empowered. I'm like, wow, look at me. Who am I?
Let me go take a shower.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Get ready.
There's also a lot of cute guys.
Oh, Lord.
But I wouldn't want a gym guy because I don't go to the gym all the time. And then what if we're dating? He's like, let's go to the gym. I'm like, no, that's not me. I just go sometimes, you know?
Dang, girl. Okay.
Maybe I overthink it.
I get
it.
You. Yeah. They're going to want to go to the gym all the time.
Yeah. And I'm like, no. Like, this is just for fun.
Yes.
But yeah, it's been a good week so far.
It's been an okay week.
It's been a rough week for you, right?
It's been a rough week for me.
Because I had little tummy
problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that's how you say it. Tummy problems. Yes.
But then they're going to be like, oh my gosh, what if she's pregnant? It's like, no. She just has, you know?
Nobody will see me thinking that.
She's not pregnant, guys. She's just having some tummy issues.
So today's episode.
Yeah, since we were talking about
issues. today's episode is going to be a little different. If we have guy listeners, I suggest you sit this one out.
Unless, I mean, hey, to each their own. Yeah, like, if you want to learn more about girls, we're doing, like, questions guys are too afraid to ask girls.
That, and it's going to be a too much info.
TMI. So, if you're like, hey, like, I want to prepare myself for when I get a girl, or I have a girlfriend or wife and I want to get, like, you know... No more. Stick around. And if not, then maybe just play it in the background so at least we get the listen.
The what?
The listen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mute it.
Yeah, like, just mute it. All the way down. You know? But yeah, so today's a TMI kind of episode.
Girl talk.
It's like the big sister talk just because I feel like these conversations are needed, but we don't really have, especially like, Hispanics coming out of Hispanic households, it's like these are kind of like taboo kind of conversation where it's like, what? You don't talk about that stuff.
Yes.
So I think it's important.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like not a lot of people either they're too afraid to ask or just to
weird,
talk. It's awkward to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I know that I never really got to talk of anything, you know, like either like periods, sex and, you know, body changes. I did get, like, minimal, you know, like...
Yeah, like, kind of the intro
course. But not, like, get too deep into it.
Mm-hmm. I agree, yeah.
Like, I don't know if you remember, if y'all watched Bridgerton.
Oh, Bridgerton, yeah, yeah.
When that girl was like, no, my mama never talked to me about this. And I was like, girl, I can relate.
Yeah, yeah. Even, like, so, I agree. Like, for me, it was, like, more, like, intro stuff.
Yeah.
My period, like, whenever the period talk, I did receive kind of, like, this is what's going to happen, you know?
Yes.
There's going to be blood and all this stuff. But it was never, like, very, like...
Deep
into it until I got it. And at that point, guys...
You were a wreck.
I am a drama queen when I get sick or whatnot.
She is super dramatic.
No.
On a daily basis.
No, guys, no. So whenever, I remember my period story. Whenever I got my period, I was a late bloomer, as we've already established in, like, the first episodes, remember?
Okay.
But I got my period till I was, like, probably 15 or 14, around that age, 14, 15. I had just gone to Mexico. It was, like, my first time going to Mexico, and we had just come back. I went with my grandparents and my cousins, I think. And it was a weekend that we had came back, and I remember I was sitting in the toilet, and I noticed that it was, like, you know, my underwear was red. I started crying, and then I was like, Ma! She came and she's like, what happened? And I was like, I think I started my period. And she was like, oh my gosh, you know, like, it's okay, all this. And I started crying, and I was like, but I don't want to be a grown-up.
And you were like 15 already?
Yeah. I was like, es que yo quiero ser una niña chiquita. I was crying just because I think it was just everything at once, like, kind of.
Yeah, also, was like, I'm an adult.
Yeah, like, everything so sentimental, especially because of my
For
kids.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, so I was like,
I felt something like that. That
yeah, it was very sentimental. And I remember my mom, well, she, like, gave me one of her pads, and they're like, bigger pads, so she's older.
So humongous.
Dude, I was walking. She was like, Leslie, no tienes que caminar así. I was like, pero es que es so uncomfy.
Como si estás rosada.
She's like, Leslie. And I would sit down, and I would sit down like this.
Oh, yeah, me too. Like, on the side,
yeah,
right?
She's like,
It was really awkward.
It was awkward, like, the first
uncomfortable.
Time.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
So what grade were you in at that time?
I think I was probably 8th grade.
Okay.
Yeah, probably 8th grade.
Yeah, I started in 7th grade, but I was 12. Whoa.
Oh. Maybe it was 8th grade summer. Yeah, it was 8th grade summer going to 9th grade.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I started 6th grade summer.
Do you think that...
Going to 7th grade.
Explains why we have, like, small boobs?
Why?
Because we were late bloomers?
I wasn't late.
Oh! Didn't you just say 6th grade? That's how late. Wait, how old are you?
I was 11.
Oh, you're right, you were in late.
Yeah.
I take it back.
So, what does our boobs have to... Why are you...
Just kidding.
Who's okay. Sitting on flat?
What was your story? What was your appearance?
My story was... Okay, so my mom had just gone to Mexico.
Oh.
So my mom wasn't with me, so I was like a sentimental wreck.
Yeah.
I did have my sisters, but you know how everyone is always so private?
Yeah,
about what goes on.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just...
Specifically when, like, your body...
Yeah, I do get it now because I'm like, I try to, like, hide pads from Madeline and stuff.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, get out, you know? But I think when she gets older, of course I'm going to tell her, es que ahorita she's going to ask, like, Mom, why are you wearing a diaper?
it'll be to explain.
Whenever I was in 5th grade or 6th grade, we did get the talk in school.
Oh, yeah.
So I did know what to kind of expect.
I don't remember the talk.
But that was, like, in 5th grade or 6th.
Maybe we did and I just don't remember.
I know, I didn't remember either. That was in 6th grade, but it was kind of like, oh my God, that's going to happen to us. And then you forget about it.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
So it happened 6th grade summer going to 7th, and my mom was in Mexico, and I know that I wasn't feeling myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was like my stomach kind of feels weird, and my legs, I don't know why my legs hurt whenever I'm about to start my period.
My legs were hurting. A bit bigger.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, your boobs feel sensitive.
Are you like, am I pregnant? Are you sure?
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it was...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were by
so
yourself.
My stomach was hurting, and I remember I was watching Princess Diaries. We were all in the living room. I was such a child. We were all in the living room watching Princess Diaries, and then I went to the restroom because I felt something.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't normal. Like, I kind of, like, peed myself.
Yeah.
But it was different.
It feels like that. Like, you pee
Because, you know,
yourself.
When you pee yourself, like...
It just feels like a blob for me.
To me, it's just, like, liquid. Like
Yeah, like you just
it's weird.
Drip.
Yes.
And it's like, wait a minute.
Uh-huh, that's not normal.
What happened?
So, yeah. I went to the restroom, and then, you know, of course, I was crying, and then mm-hmm. I think I told my older sister, Maria, and then she was like, oh my God, just wear this and this.
Yeah.
And I think I tried to call my mom, but the call didn't go
Aww.
In. So I was really sad because I wanted my mommy.
Yeah, yeah.
But también, like, we didn't know that this was going to happen at this age. And I hate
yeah.
that because it's like, you never know when it's going to come.
Yeah, it's like different for everybody.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I was like you, walking all funny, and then sitting down so, like,
crooked, and, oh, gosh.
And I always get on my feels whenever
oh,
I'm in my period. So, I was watching Princess Diaries.
Crying,
and I was like,
I definitely get very sentimental when I'm in my period.
Me too.
It's either I'm sentimental, like, where I'm crying all the time, or I get mad easily.
Mad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only thing that's opposite for me, I know that a lot of girls are like, I get really hungry when I'm in my period. I don't.
No, yeah, me either.
Oh,
I don't get so hungry because I feel
like,
bloated. I think
I feel like se me quita el apetito. Like I'm not that hungry when I'm in my period.
I feel bloated, so I'm like.
I'm also regular, so it's a little bit, you know.
Oh, okay.
I remember que también. I think it was like the second time that I got it. I remember I didn't go to school because I used to get some really bad cramps, like bad cramps when I first started.
Uh-huh.
And. I remember Caesar, he came out, he didn't know, right? Because, I mean, he's my brother. Why would he know that I
yeah.
got my period? But I remember I was having really, really bad cramps. So my mom called him. I think he had already come out of school or something. He was like, hey, like, I need you to go pick up some pads for your sister and get her some Mito.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, what? She started her period already?
Girl, you were like 14.
And he went for it, and he came back, and he was like, here you go. And he was very
Aww.
Sweet at first, but then he started making fun of it.
I wonder what they think, like.
Yeah, we hit it home, and he was like, you're wearing your diapers today?
I was like, shut up.
Sounds like
him.
Yeah, but it was, it's crazy how that happens. It's kind of like a passage of time, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's kind of like.
So how was it? When you went to school, because that is so awkward. Because at home,
yeah.
it's different.
Because, yeah, if you get stained,
you feel comfortable.
Like, whatever.
Yes. You don't
Dude,
have to be worried about,
was,
like, I'm going to stain myself.
I always worried about getting stained. Always.
Me
at
too.
School. I would ask, like, a random girl if there was no friends around me. Be like, hey, like, can you check if I'm stained? And, yeah, I was like, no, you're good. I did get stained once. And I was wearing, because the colors at the time for school was khakis, navy blue, and black.
Uh-huh.
And because I'm a regular, sometimes it was like I didn't know when it was going to come, right? So I remember I was in Spanish class, and it was the classes outside. You remember?
Okay, the
you remember
tea building?
Yeah, it was Spanish class. Did I just say that? I don't know if I just said that. Did I say that?
Sorry. No, but it was okay. The
was
little
Spanish
trailers
class,
outside.
Yeah, outside. And then I noticed, like, oh, I think I just started. And I think I went to the restroom. I was wearing navy blue, and you could still tell.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, the stain was still there. And I remember I told my teacher, like, hey, like, can I go to the restroom or to the nurse? Because he's like, what's wrong? And I was like.
And he was a guy.
Yeah, so I was just like, and it was so funny because the guy that I talked about in one of our episodes, that was my first date, he was in that class. He was sitting right where I was talking to the teacher. And I was like. I'm having lady issues.
Oh,
and then
my
he was
gosh.
Right there. He heard it and he just turned around. And then the teacher was like, he felt uncomfortable, which is funny to me because it's like, it happens to all girls. Like, why
I know.
Do guys
Why
still,
are we shy about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and like, why do guys still feel uncomfortable with the conversation? Like, the teacher was like, oh, see, but like, he was so nervous. So I was like, okay. And then I remember I had to walk all the way from those buildings.
Oh my God, it was
all the way inside.
It's a little
I put my backpack all the way to my butt, and I was just
yes.
like, you could just hear the backpack hitting me, boom, boom, boom.
When you were walking, you're like, I always did that when I was on my period.
Because I was like, I think it's, I don't know why, but it's like embarrassing, right? Which it is. It's like, why? Why do we think it's embarrassing?
Yeah, if everybody, it happens to everyone.
But yeah,
that was. Boy, it's because boys can be a little immature.
Especially during that age. Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, you're stained? What's going on, right?
Yeah, like. I think they'll laugh, like, oh my god. Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely always something that, whenever it was that, during the time that I get it, it was something that I was always very, like, cautious, like, oh my gosh, do I have a pad? Oh my gosh, am I going to get stained?
Or, like, have your pad ready
to
go to the restroom.
Put it in your pocket, hide it.
Like, or what? I would put it, like, inside my pants. Yeah. Not inside, but like, in little, your stomach area. And you can kind of hear it.
Dude, whenever, even to this day, when I go to a restroom sometimes, even, I mean, I go to a ladies' restroom.
Yeah, try to hide the pad, right?
Even the noise of, like, creep, when you open it, I'm like, that it's like, true. We're all girls. We all know that. You know?
I know.
It's like, why?
I'm still like that, too.
We do. I'm like, why?
I try to be, like, super quiet.
Yeah.
Or like, try to open it before I even go to the restroom.
The noise. But, yeah, it's. I think it's interesting. I wonder, like, do guys get grossed out about it?
I think so. I think there's some guys that go back to being immature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't understand.
Yeah, which is, I think that's unattractive of a guy.
That is.
Like, if I'm, like, if I meet somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, your period? Oh, no. Don't talk to me about that. I'll be like, red flag. You know? Like, no, like, it is lady stuff. Like, you should embrace that. Because if you have a daughter, what, are you not going to talk to her about that?
Their mind is not there yet. So, I know I had a little incident, too, because I was not used to being in public while being on my period.
Yeah.
So, I didn't really, it was, like, probably my second month, because to be honest, I started in summer, so this happened, like, in August or September, my next period, my second period. So, I didn't know how long to expect it for. Mm-hmm. So, I thought I was done with it. It was, like, probably, like, my third or fourth day. I think it was my fourth day. I usually last, like, 5 days.
Okay.
So, it was my fourth day, and I was like, okay, I loved wearing light pants.
Uh-huh. Like, khakis?
Khakis.
Yeah.
But I think that was, it was, like, a free day.
Oh, like,
so
jeans.
So, I had white.
Oh. Well.
You can wear jeans, but estaban usando like, white Bermudas or whatever. So, I wanted to wear white. And I thought it was done, because sometimes it does seem like you're done, but you're still not done.
That's still so risky, it's like the week of, like,
exactly, but this is my second period, I don't know that yet.
Yeah, you're right.
So, and you know how in middle school, they had, like, little restrooms?
Wait, what middle school? Wait, don't tell me.
I went to Aldine Middle.
Oh, I didn't go to Aldine Middle.
But you didn't have, like, little restrooms? Even, I think, in ninth grade, they had little restrooms.
Actually, yeah.
Little doors.
Yeah. Okay,
the little doors.
Little doors, yeah.
So you can see everything.
Oh, yeah, dude. I hated that.
I know.
Especially because I'm short. It's like, you can see. Yeah, everybody can see me on the top.
You can.
And then the bottom is.
You just see the little pieces of hair up there.
Yeah.
So, I noticed, I felt something, I was like, like, I felt it, oh, and it was, gosh. Like, I had to wait, because I was really shy to ask.
Oh my gosh, me too, like, ask to go to the restroom?
Yes, because then they asked, like, can you wait?
Yeah.
Like, no, lady, I can't wait.
Yeah.
So, I had to wait till there was, like, a period change, and you had to be quick, because.
Yeah,
because
then the bell.
Yeah. So, I noticed I was, like, super stained. I know, I was a mess. So, luckily, I had a restroom. I had a sweater.
I carried a restroom with me.
I had a sweater with me.
A sweater's coming in too much.
Yeah. So I, like, tied it on my waist, and that helped me. And I had my backpack all the way down. Yeah. Thank God we had to carry our backpacks everywhere. Yeah. I loved that because
it covered you.
It covered my butt.
Dang.
So I'm pretty sure you could see it from the front whenever I was.
Dude, why didn't you ask somebody to go pick you up?
Because I was shy.
Like, and your mom?
My mom, she didn't really drive.
Okay.
My mom would never, like, really pick us up till, like, ninth or 10th grade. I kind of felt a little more comfortable calling her.
Yeah.
But my mom, no, she wasn't, like, that type.
Because I remember that day when I got stained, I texted Caesar, and I was like, hey, can you pick me up? Or I texted my mom to tell Caesar. And when Caesar picked me up.
See, you had phones. We didn't have phones. Well, I was 11.
Oh, yeah. I was... Oh, I sprint. I was like 15, yeah, yeah. 14. So and I remember he picked me up and he had his cool, like, car. He put newspaper in the seat so I didn't get his seat stained. I'm like, bro, I'm not, like, leaking or something. Like, bro, chill.
That is so messed up.
I was like, really? He's like, yeah, yeah, make sure to sit on the newspaper, okay? I was like,
okay. That is so messed up.
But I guess at least he picked me up.
Back to immature.
But yeah, I remember that. It's crazy. And now it's, I mean, now I don't care. I'm like, I mean, that's definitely, there's some things that I'm like, you know, whenever the whole noise when you go into the restroom, the noise of the pad.
Oh, yeah. But so you use pads. You don't, you never tried tampons?
No, I've never tried tampons.
So I had really, oh, actually, I did try using tampons and it was really scary because I think, I don't know if it happened to you, like my mom would always be like, no, you cannot use tampons, mm-hmm. like. Something about your virginity or, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So she definitely never didn't suggested. Let you,
yeah.
Let me actually
yeah.
use tampons. But I know that I went with a friend, a family friend, uh-huh. once to a lake.
Oh, okay.
For,
oh.
I want to say like a weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I was in my period. Mm-hmm. And she was very like,
yeah, like,
let's, like laid back. Like, why yeah. can't you use a tampon?
Yeah.
I'm like, because my mom doesn't let me. She's like, nothing happens. You're going to be fine. And I get easily influenced.
Yeah, we know, Nancy. We know.
So, I was like, okay, well, I do want to swim. I do want to get in the water, so.
You don't know how to swim, though.
I want to get in the water. Hey, we had life vests. And we were, like, water skiing. So I wanted to get in it. Stop!
You just wanted to float.
Do you know how to swim?
No. Okay, okay.
You're
okay.
Making me feel sad because I can't swim.
No, I don't know either. It's okay. Our team, the people that chose the zombie team, they're like, no, neither of us. Oh, gosh. So you tried the tampon?
Yes, and I was really shy because her husband was there, so, like, we went to Walgreens.
Oh, to buy it.
And she told me to try it on there, like, in the restroom? No, in the restroom, okay. There. Because I was like, I don't want to get off with a bag with tampons, because her husband was in the car.
Oh.
So, she was like, yeah, it just goes like this, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really know my body back then.
Yeah.
I was, like, 15.
Oh, okay. You were the age 15. That I got my
Yes. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I feel like I didn't really know my body well enough. Yeah. So I was just trying to stick it in anyway. And
you come out and stuck in your butt. I can't. I can't with you. This is why we can have nice days.
This is definitely a TMI.
Oh, gosh.
Stop!
Okay.
That's Leslie's way of not feeling awkward. Laughing about it.
No, that's funny. That you're like, I didn't know what to... Oh, gosh. Okay, so then?
So, I found a place. I found a place, and I really didn't know how to use them.
Yeah.
Te dicen, but you don't know.
Yeah, until you do it yourself.
Yes,
yeah.
But still, like, it's not weird. Enough. Yeah. I need a YouTube, I need a whole video, I need a...
Hey, Google.
A live demonstration.
Yeah.
So, it was really uncomfortable, like, super, like, I was like, is this how it's supposed to feel? Like, why do girls like tampons? Yeah. Like, this feels horrible. So, I didn't put it on right. In the lake. I was in the lake. It fell off. It didn't fall off. It didn't fall off, but I was bleeding. And you could see it, so.
Okay, so you didn't put it right.
I didn't put it right. And I gave it another try. Supposedly, okay, maybe it's full. Let me use another one. But yeah, I wasn't putting them on right. So that was really awkward. But I started using them again, and I actually really, really do love them. Now that I know my body a little more.
I would hope you know your body. You're what, 27?
And that's why I never wanted to try them again.
Yeah, because you were scared of them.
Yeah, and you know, like, I was always like, I want to get in the pool, but I don't want to wear a towel because I had a horrible experience with it.
Yeah.
So, and I was scared because, remember, I was telling you,
your mom
was bleeding. Oh! No. I was bleeding, según yo con el tampon.
Yeah, you're like, dang.
So I was like, I'm not going to risk it again. Yeah. But wow. I did try it, and I actually, that's my go-to, like, I don't like pads anymore.
I love pads. Because it makes my butt look bigger.
Girl, what kind of diapers you be What? You're not supposed to have a big butt with it. What?
No, maybe not my butt. Like,
what?
Wait, that didn't connect. Take that off. No, I mean, they're very comfortable. No, they're very comfortable for me.
Yeah, but I feel like, whoa.
To each their own, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that. To each their own. But I feel like with tampons, you don't even feel like you're on your period. And I feel like with pads, like, I was going to be worrying about, like, can you see my pad?
Oh, you see, I don't worry about that.
Or, like, did I stain? I feel it's a little more comfortable with the tampons. And it gets me in a better mood.
Complicated with tampons.
It's actually not. I thought so, too. But
maybe I'll try sometime. But yeah. In the meantime, right now I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it was. You know? So.
But yeah, that was a good conversation.
Stick it in anywhere. I never told my mom though. Shh.
Well, you have two kids. So she wouldn't be worrying about the.
Why? When you were 15, you lost your virginity?
Oh gosh, okay. Oof, it got hot.
Okay, did you ever break out? Do you break out?
Yeah, I break out whenever I get my period. That's how I know. Because it's like. Yeah, again, because I'm a regular, it's like my breakout, my body, I guess, talks to me like, hey, like, it's either you're missing your period, like, it hasn't come today, or, like, you know, you should have gotten it or whatever, because I break out. I start breaking out, like, random, like, big pimples, and then I'm like, okay, it's my period. It's wanting to come, or it's about to come. So, yeah, I do break out with my period.
Since you're irregular, like, how often do you have them, then?
So... It depends. Like, right now...
So, you just gotta, like...
Yeah.
Really trust your body, like...
Yeah. But my body just...
How it feels.
My body does talk to me. Yeah, no, like... But my body does... Like, I get bloated and, like...
Okay.
So it does show me signs.
It gives you warnings, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like, kind of. And I start spotting a little bit. And then I'm like, okay, I'm about to start big time now. But sometimes I can go a whole month and I don't get it. But I'm drinking these natural pills that have been helping. My friend recommended them. She's a nurse.
Yeah.
And they've been helping. I mean, this last month I got a regular. So it's been good. But yeah, sometimes it's just kind of like, ugh. It sucks when it doesn't come because I have all the symptoms of it. And I'm like, I'm bloated. I'm sentimental. I'm breaking out. But it doesn't come.
Yeah.
So it's like, ugh. But
yeah, I know one of my sisters was like that too, very regular. And you know what they recommended? They recommended birth control pills. Mm-hmm.
They recommended those to me, but I don't want them just because they have a lot of side effects.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I feel like if you already are moody, it's gonna get you worse.
No, yeah, and it's
like, I've never tried them.
Me either. But I've heard from people that it's like, oh, depressing. I started taking birth control pills and it's like, either I'm very moody or also I gained a lot of weight, breaked out a lot. So it's like, no, I prefer to just go the natural way. And it's been helpful so far, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's different, though. Mm-hmm. I actually do get it, like, every month. Like, so if I miss some days, I start panicking. I'm like,
You see, I don't know how it's going to be when I get married. And I'm like,
I know.
We're pregnant. Actually, yeah, I'm just a regular. But, yeah. We'll see. But yeah, I think that's an interesting topic, though. I think a lot of guys, even, it's good for them to know, like, What if your girl is like having an emotional breakdown and you're like, oh my gosh. And it's like, well, they're in their period. You know? You should know that.
Well, I hope nobody's listening to me. Because I just spilled some awkward stories.
Okay, a question that guys are too afraid to ask or want to ask. In the first date, can they split the bill? Can we split the bill?
The way I was raised. Is the man has to pay.
Me too.
The man has to pay the first date. Almost every... If I feel generous, I'll be like, I got you this time.
No, I never feel generous.
You never felt... Whenever I was dating, I think I did. I was like, I'll pay, babe.
Okay, if we're both... Like, for example, I remember I was dating a guy and we were both kind of students. Then at that point, it's like, okay, like, you know, it's different. But it's like, if you got a job, I got a job. And it's like, we're dating. You're taking me on a date. You should pay for the date. I don't consider it a date if he doesn't pay for it. If, like, we split the bill, it's not a date for me. It's like, okay, that wasn't a date. If, like, even if he's like, it was a date, I'm
like,
no.
What if you're, like, a year in a relationship?
Okay, that's different. If we're a year in.
Then
it'll be a different, like, hey, like, you want me to, like, I'll be like, hey, like, you want to split
cause
it?
Because especially after seeing, like, okay, you've always paid for it. No, like, I mean, like, you work a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's okay for me.
If I'm being honest, you want me to be honest?
I better be honest.
I will say, like, if it's even a year in and I'm like, hey, like, if you want, we could split it. Big part of me will want him to be like, no, like, I got it. It's good. Like, that would make me feel like, oh. I wouldn't feel like, oh my gosh, think less of him if he's like, yeah, let's split it because I'm like, I'm offering. But, you know what I mean?
But you never know what their struggles
That's
is.
That's true, though. I wouldn't mind
They probably
it.
Still want to be together.
Yeah, but it's like
spend
I get
time
it.
Together.
They're struggling for sure. I'll be like, hey, like, I got
but
it.
But what if they don't want to tell you they're struggling? You can't be a B thinking like...
No, well, I can tell.
Oh, okay.
You know?
You sure?
No, because I dated one of my exes. I remember I love wings. And I would want wings all the time. And he was communicative of it. Of like, hey, like, you know, like, I don't.
You're asking for wings too much, girl.
And I was like, oh, it's okay. Like, don't worry. Like, I got it. And it didn't feel, I didn't feel any type of way about that. I was like, you know, I'm.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's understandable.
Yeah.
So definitely. And I think when we're married, well, of course, because we're going to share bank accounts. So actually, what do you think about sharing bank accounts?
I strongly think that.
You should?
Yes. Maybe you want your own account, like, on the side, but for bills and everything,
you should
definitely from the main account, like, joint account.
So when you're married, do you think the right thing is to, like, get a joint account with all your money together?
Yeah. I strongly think that.
Let me think about it. No, I think so, too. I think...
Because you're sharing the same... Like,
that's
you're
true.
Doing the equal amount of work.
Yeah, that's true.
If he's working...
Yeah. But no, yeah, I agree.
You're in charge of the house and everything.
I would want to have a joint account.
Yeah, I think
so, joint account. The only thing is that, no.
I don't want to be like, oh, I'll pay for groceries, you pay for the bills.
Yeah.
No.
Because that's not a good.
No.
Because it's like, if you're asking for permission. No, yeah, I would want a joint account.
And it's like,
too.
Oh, I'll pay. Like, what?
Like, what?
No,
yeah, like, we have the same account.
Yes,
that's
true.
Especially when you're married.
Yes, especially when you're
married. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So that. So, what was the question? Oh, about the paying the bill. How do guys feel about that? Tell us, guys, if you're still here. what do you think about that?
Yeah, at least the first day they gotta pay.
Yeah, at least the first day, yes.
And the second and third
and fourth. And the fifth. So, next question that guys are too afraid to ask is... Do girls kiss and tell?
I think I don't really like talking about it. Well, especially because I feel like I don't have anyone to really talk about it.
Yeah.
Like my sisters, I kind of feel like uncomfortable talking about it.
I think the like basic stuff, like oh my gosh, she's a good kisser. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that was dating. I'd be like. Oh my gosh, horrible kissing.
Yeah, like those kind of things,
Too much tongue.
No, yes, I have had conversations like that with my friends, I think.
Yeah, okay, it's
just like basic stuff like that, yes. I think when it goes to deep stuff, at least like, I feel like I wouldn't talk about my sex life when I'm married or something with other, well, if I feel comfortable with them.
Yeah.
And if it's like nothing so like serious,
yeah,
you know, maybe I would talk to my friends about
like,
it.
Is this normal?
Yeah, is this normal? Also, I would kind of want to respect his privacy. Because what if he's like, yeah, I don't like you talking to your friends yeah. about this. Because then it would be maybe uncomfortable.
It would
them,
be uncomfortable. Right? And everybody would.
Because I know that
him.
If it's like.
Like, I feel like once you talk to someone about it, that's see, all they yes, see when
true.
They're.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So let's not kiss and tell.
Yeah, let's not kiss and tell, girls. especially because vice versa. Like, if I'm married and my husband is talking to, like, his friends about our sex life.
Yeah, like, oh my god, this is super kinky. They're gonna, all his friends are just gonna look at you like this, not
yeah,
a girl.
And I wouldn't want that. I want it to be like, hey, what stays, you know, our yeah, private
let them,
sex
let
life.
Let them be curious.
Yeah, like, this is our private sex life, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay. We agree on that one. How about, what is the right answer to whenever a guy asks, or a girl asks, do I really look fat in this dress?
What is the right answer?
Yeah.
I like honesty.
You like honesty?
Yes. Like, tell me if not so I could change.
So you prefer, like.
Don't be nice to me.
I want him to be nice to me.
Okay, well, sort of nice. Because it's like, okay, like, babe, you know I love you, right? But yeah. I know that you would hate to yes. see yourself like this.
Yeah.
And I know that you're not going to like it and you're going to get mad because I didn't tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
So I think you should change.
Yeah, something like that would be fine. But if he's like, oh, damn,
I'm still
you
gonna
look fat.
I'm still going to get depressed.
It's like, it changes. Like, if he's like, yeah, you look really fat. Like, it would be like, excuse me? I'll be like, I don't want to go anymore. Where am I going?
Yeah.
Put my sweatpants on.
Go home, the Grinch. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would prefer him to be like, well, to me, you're perfect, but.
But? No buts here. What?
Like, or even like, okay, well, do you want me to take you a picture so you could see, like, you know?
What I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice, but no, honesty for sure. Like, I want to look good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Don't be too nice to me.
Don't be. Be nice to me. The difference?
I know.
Okay, how about, do you expect guys to always make the first move?
I think so. I think I'm very prideful, first yeah. of all. So I'm like, no, he has to ask.
I
even
think
if
so
I
too.
See, and maybe just because, what if we're getting mixed signals?
Yeah. Right? I made the first move once. And Nancy was making fun of me. But because I got mixed signals. And I was like, oh, you were going to get a kiss?
Because she was like, no, guys are supposed to make the first move. I was like, didn't you kiss someone?
I do think first? Guys are supposed to make the first move, though, for sure. Like, especially, like, the first kiss and stuff. I think, you know, but I did do it that one time. And since then, I was like, never again.
No, porque luego van a decir, ay, no, esa es bien aventada.
Uh-huh. It was, like, it was mixed signals because he was, like, you know, like, like.
Like, kissy faces?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, like, a kiss? And then I went for it, and it was very, like, awkward. I was like, oh.
I didn't, oh my gosh.
But then he went for it. So it was
like, was he not trying? Or he was like, what the hell are you
it
doing?
It caught him off guard. Like, oh, you know? Ooh. But then he went in and kissed me.
Why are you sending?
Mixed signals, right? It didn't work out with him, guys. So, it was a mixed signals. But yeah, I definitely prefer. It makes me more, like, attracted to him if he makes the first move. If
yeah.
he, like, grabs
it
my
shows
hand first.
Courage.
Yeah. What? Like, ooh, you a man. Uh-huh. You know? I like that. I like when guys make. Not, I don't no. want to be thinking, oh my gosh, does he like me? Does he not like me? Like, dude, show
yes.
me that you like me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It definitely, yeah. That's a big turn on, right?
Yes. Not being too shy.
Yeah. I think there's a limit to it.
Yes. It's cute for a little bit.
Yeah. It's like, I like guys that are humildes. Like, I definitely think it's attractive when a guy is attractive and he doesn't know he's attractive, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Instead of like, oh my gosh, I'm so cute and every girl wants me. It's like,
yes.
Dude, chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But whenever they're like humildes and it's like, I know I'm attractive, but I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
aww.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You want to be my attractive guy? Okay, next question before I, you know. Are the girls a big bother? The girls meaning, I mean, in the picture.
Okay, the boobs. I was like, what?
Boobs. I can relate.
I don't. That was wrong. Wrong audience.
Wrong audience, guys. Can relate.
Can't relate either.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know.
If you're a big boobed girl, let us know. Does it bother you?
Yeah. Actually, I've had friends that are like have really big boobs, and they have said that they bother them.
Oh yeah,
like the weight of them. Yeah. Would you want to have big boobs?
Are they like super heavy? I don't know.
I actually is this too much? Well, I guess I like my small boobs.
Me too. Well, I think I would like size. A boob job.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
But think just like a little bit, not like. Two.
And what's the point of wasting maybe so like, much money?
Maybe like one cup size.
I don't. Girl, I just buy you a.
No, because it doesn't look the same.
Stuff. Did you ever stuff your bra? Be honest. Be honest.
No, I didn't.
Be honest.
I just used like super mega push. I didn't stuff them because
the super 3X mega push.
How do you know about that? Were you used one too?
No. Oh gosh.
That one. Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Oh wait, there's actually one that's called 3X and stuff?
I think so.
What?
Well, the thickest one.
Okay. Yeah.
Super padded.
I think I like, because I'm small, so wait. I feel like they fit me.
That was back in the day, okay?
Just to make sure.
You what?
I feel like mine fit my size. I'm small. I wouldn't want, like, big boobs. I feel like I would look, you know.
Uneven?
Yeah.
No, I would like a boob job.
I wouldn't.
I'm going to start a fund. I'm just kidding.
No, I think, I don't think so. I don't know. let's see. Next question. Why do girls always go for bad boys? You married a bad boy. Oh, my brother's a bad boy.
He was.
Yeah.
Why? We're just interesting and fun. Right? Like, oh my god, I don't want to do that. You're going to make me do that? You
know? Do what?
Like, something bad. Like, I'm a good girl. Stop.
I think for me, there was a time in, like, when I was attracted to bad boys. Hint, my ex. He was what? An arson? Or what?
An arsonist.
I wanted a really bad boy, guys. He was beat that.
He was an arsonist. She literally liked him on fire.
I wanted him to live. No. Okay. Is that mean? I don't want to be mean, but anyway.
Let's not be mean.
Yeah, let's not be mean. I think part of me sometimes likes a little bit of
risk,
toxic knitting.
What?
Like, I like jealous guys.
Ah.
I want to feel wanted.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
that's maybe it's my daddy issues.
So you have daddy issues.
We talked about that, no?
Yeah, but it wasn't. No, not in an episode. It was just between me and you.
Oh gosh. Whew, with that in here. Anyways, bad boys. I think there was an age when I went through it. I did like bad boys for in high school. I remember I had a conversation with Caesar, and this was kind of the switch on me. Because actually, maybe I'm over here saying it's a switch, but then I dated the guy that was a bad boy. But anyways, at that time, I was into guys that were like the ones that didn't care about school, like, oh, smoke weed all the time, I'm so cool kind of guy. And I remember I had the conversation with Caesar one time because I was texting one of the guys. He's from my high school, and it was like, you know, the guy that walks you to your class and stuff.
Was he like a popular guy?
Yeah, he was cute.
Mostly popular ones were baddies, right?
Yeah. I remember I talked to him, to Caesar, and I was like, oh, I think he was upset because he hadn't texted me or something. And I was like, I don't know, like, I like him, but also he's very different from me because he does this. And I remember he looked at me and he was like, that disappoints me. And he's like, because I would, why are you looking at a guy that doesn't have any future for you? And since then I was like, Ish always right.
Wasn't he the same?
Yes. Hey, he wanted better for his sister.
I was like, Caesar's that guy. What are you talking about?
Maybe because he knew, you know, that guy was him, you know? So after that, I mean, I had a good run with guys that were good. Like, I remember I dated a guy who was like the president of his class. Super smart.
Oh, so, gosh. Okay.
But yeah.
So that was a switch, and then it just went back.
It went back. And then it was like the realization. God was like, nope, I told you no bad boys. And then after that, now the guys that I've talked to or dated after that guy, they have been like good guys, I think.
I learned from my
failures. My mistakes. Yeah, my mistakes.
It was a lesson learned.
Yeah. I learned a lot from that. But yeah, I think, I don't know. What was the question? Do we go for bad boys? Bad boys.
I remember, I had a boyfriend, right, in high school. Uh-huh. Pero I was attracted también to a bad guy. Like, right, que se portaba mal. I don't know.
I think it's like a high school thing.
Yeah, because now it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, same. I'm like, oh, gosh, thank you, God, for, like, saving me from, like, yeah, you know, those things. But I think, I guess, especially for, I think you were a good girl, right?
Yeah.
Especially for good girls, it's like, you want a little bit of spice,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
oh, my God.
But now I'm like, nah, I want a good guy. I want a guy that's, like, it's changed.
Our
yeah, so changed. I think it just depends, right, on the
back
girl.
Back then, we wouldn't think about future. It's just like...
Yeah, but I think there's definitely some girls that are like, oh, bad boy, yes.
Or it's even like, now. Oh, my God, me está haciendo caso un bad boy?
Yes, it's kind of like that thing inside of you that's like... Is como una meta, como like, can I get this guy?
Yes.
You know, which is not good. We shouldn't do that, girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a good question. You think so?
What is the first thing you look at?
Me?
Yeah, like whenever you see a guy, what is the first thing you look at?
I like looking at their eyes. Like if they have kind eyes, you know, and their eyebrows. I like thick eyebrows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't really look at that.
What do you look at?
First, physique. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I look at
that. I'm more of a personality.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like personalities, too, but, like...
Yeah, but the first thing... Well, yeah, the face.
Yeah, it's, like, the face.
I think guys are like, okay, boobs, butt. All right, let me talk to her.
Really? I think there's some good guys that fall for your personality.
Yeah, there is.
I have some friends.
I don't know. I feel like most of the guys are like...
I have a friend, and I asked him, I was like, what's the first thing that you look into a girl? And he was like, wait, what did he say? I think he said her eyes, too. Oh, wow. Wait, did he? Maybe that's just me.
He's probably being really nice.
No, I think there are some guys that are like...
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I do think there's some good guys out there.
Yeah. If you're a good guy...
What do you look at first?
What do you look at first?
The smile. What about the smile?
Yeah, I like smiles. I look at their height too, and then personality is a big thing too for me. Like after, you know, because I personally think, I was having this conversation with a friend a while back. I think, this is just my opinion, I think it's a lie when people are like, oh, I don't look at the looks. I just look at the personality, because it's like, somehow the person had to attract you.
Uh-huh.
Like,
exactly.
You're not just going to talk to somebody that you don't find attractive at all.
Well, actually, sometimes they just make a conversation.
But it's like
they approach you and it's like, don't talk to me. But it's like,
but still, you, luego te gana. Something about them is attractive. Has to be attractive to you.
Because
you're not going to talk to somebody, even if they have the best personality in the world, if there's like no attraction physically.
Really? I think.
If there's no physically attraction... Like, dating-wise.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy comes up to me and there's, like, I'm not physically attracted at all, but he has the best personality. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, like, imagine they're just, like, talking to you and you're like, dude, like, no, you're not my type, you know? And then he just keeps talking to you and somehow he convinces you to give him his number.
I think
it's possible.
I don't know.
And it's like, you know what? I like you.
I think something has to attract me from him, physically wise. Of course, it's not the most important thing. I don't think physical goes above personality. But I think there has to be at least something.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? Mm-hmm. Not like, oh my gosh, he has to be the most handsome guy ever. Because, no, I'm not a model. You know? You know what I mean? So it's like, I think something has to attract you. But for me, personality is definitely above looks. But again, you know what I mean?
I do.
You
know
get me,
you
right?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah. But personality for me is a big, big thing. Like, if he makes me laugh, and if he's kind and sweet.
Oh, yeah. If he knows how to make you laugh, that's like...
It's like a bonus. Like, ooh.
I'm texting you tonight.
Yeah. Oh, you're funny. sarcastic and just a nice heart. Like, if he has a kind heart and mm-hmm. he's sweet, I love that. Wow.
Dream what guy. Could be? Okay, we're talking about girl talk and he just went to,
you're right.
To your dream guy.
Yeah. Dang, how do we always end up here? But, yeah, that was a little bit of the
girl talk. That was the girl talk part of it.
Yes.
Okay, have you ever got... Let's go back to...
Girl talk. TMI.
TMI. Stuff that we don't really talk about. Pap smears.
I've never had a pap smear.
You never got one.
I know that I should have because I'm 24.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get it what?
I'm
21, no?
I don't know. Well, they say as soon as whenever you have sexual relationships.
Oh.
But I would say maybe like 18 or 21.
Just to check yourself. Two. Yeah. Yeah. So I was having a conversation with my friend, and she went recently, and she said it was very awkward.
It is awkward. Well, especially like, the first times. Was it her first time?
I haven't gone. Oh, hers? Yeah, I think it was her first
time. Okay, then yeah, it's super awkward. Even so, it's just really uncomfortable.
It's like don't they, like, go in there?
Yeah, like, they put clamps.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I hate, but you do have to go, like, every year.
Yeah, to check yourself.
I go, like, every 2 years, but...
I need to go. I need
you
to
definitely do. Just to make sure that everything's good.
Can somebody be in there for support?
I think it's going to be more uncomfortable.
You're right. I need to schedule that. But yeah, I think it's uncomfortable. Yeah, I think
the
there's
woman
no...
wellness. Woman
oh, yeah,
wellness
with your
check,
boobs and stuff.
You're literally, like, naked.
You gone to that, too?
It's while they do a pap smear. It's called a woman wellness.
Oh, gosh. My mom told
they
me that
touch
they
touch it.
Yeah.
And I have a guy now.
Oh, my goodness. No, I would not want a guy.
I can do both.
Comfort, especially for my first time, I want to
yeah,
a girl.
I think for your first time, you should start off with a girl.
But then would I feel comfortable with a girl just touching my boobs? I don't know.
You have to go somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
I think, yeah, you should
my
start
mom,
off
even my
girl.
Mom, she's like, it's uncomfy.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm like, oh, that's why I go every 2 years.
I need to schedule it. Girls, do y'all feel uncomfortable when you do that?
Yeah.
Also, can y'all recommend a nice...
a nice girl guy, no?
Yes, please. But that's... Dang. Do guys have to do something like that?
I think once they get older.
Oh, yeah. I think they do.
I think that's, like, bad. I mm-hmm. think... What is it?
What is it called?
Is it a colonoscopy?
Yeah, colonoscopy. Something like that, isn't it?
That sounds painful. Mm-hmm.
Dang. Isn't it crazy how we have to go through all this stuff?
I know. Us women have to go through a lot.
Even birth. It's like, you literally pop a kid out of there.
And then bleed for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what I didn't know?
While you're trying to take care of a brand new baby that you don't even know yet.
You know what I didn't know?
That's a lot.
When did I learn this? Maybe I learned it in college.
What?
Maybe before college.
What?
And when you're pregnant, you have the kid, and then you have to push to take the placenta out?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? I just finished this whole, like, run pushing this kid out. Now I have to push the placenta?
Yeah. I mean, that one's easier.
Yeah, they say that it's, like, it just, you know.
It's literally, like, floppy.
But I'm like, what?
It's so nasty to me.
Yeah. The Kardashians eat it, don't they?
What?
I think Kourtney does something that she eats the placenta.
I don't know. That's just
But yeah, I'm like, what the heck, man? Can't catch a break.
Yeah.
I just had a kid, and now I have to push something else out.
You're gonna be tired, girl. Let me just tell you.
I know. I don't know how girls like be looking in the YouTube videos like todas pintadas, todas bonitas after giving birth. I'm like, no, that's not gonna be me.
Me either.
Not even gonna try to be that.
I'd be looking rough.
Oh, I'm gonna be like,
Okay. Next question. How do you clean down there? How do you stay fresh?
I shower.
Okay, but have you ever tried, like, Summer's Eve?
No.
No?
Maybe. I've heard that they're not good for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't try Summer's Eve.
Yeah,
I think I tried it, like, a long time ago, but I feel like it didn't.
I've heard that they're not
Yeah, something like a pH balance or something like that. Have you ever gotten a UTI?
I don't think I have.
It's just, like, super uncomfortable. Like,
you have to get, like, a cream or something to help you with it. No?
I think that's a yeast infection.
Oh.
Wait.
I've never gotten a cream for it, but... Is it the same?
Well, I don't think
it's UTI. Yeah, UTI is whenever what?
Like it kind of like
you hold your pee too much.
Yes, I do it a lot.
Actually, I might have gotten a UTI before.
It's really uncomfortable because you feel like you have to stay in the toilet because you feel like you have
to pee. You feel like you have to pee all the time. Yeah. You're right. I have super gotten it.
That happens to me whenever I, when it's super hot outside.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I come inside and it's cold and I'm barefoot. Mm-hmm, it happens to me a lot.
My mom says that sometimes, I don't know if this is factual or not, but if like the car is really hot and you sit.
Oh, yeah. I think it's similar. Or
is that just like a myth?
I think it depends, like, if you're, like, super fresh, and then you go, like, to a hospital.
I think I have gotten a UTI, and they are uncomfortable, because it's, like, I have to go pee, but you don't have to go pee. Yeah, it's not that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, usually, like, a bath helps.
Oh. I've tried a bath. I tried it once in college, and it was the worst thing I ever did in my life.
Bath? What the hell? Why?
Also because I was a little bit depressed, because I had just broken up with my ex.
Okay, but how was it the worst thing ever?
Well, because I was sitting there
in your dirt,
in my own filth, and just like I didn't have my computer, so I was literally just sitting there.
I was like, this is no fun. You're like, when does it get fun?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I guess.
It's supposed to be like relaxing. Maybe you had to put like
music or something, right?
Or
I was just like sitting there in my own thoughts. Bad, but... Why did he cheat on me? Oh, why? No, it was, and then I remember my roommate, I came out and she's like, do you feel relaxed? I was like, no, I feel worse. So I haven't tried a bath since then. Maybe I should try it again, give it another try.
Yeah, maybe because you were going through a rough time.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that. But it's crazy, right?
Yeah, I can actually feel relaxed sometimes, but it's not my go-to. It's like quick shower because of the kids and...
I take a long time showering.
For real?
I love, like, a really hot shower.
Most of mine are pretty fast. No, but you enjoy your long showers.
Yeah, I love my long showers. I listen to music. I dance a
lot. You do. I remember listening to the next door.
Do you pee in the shower?
Yeah, I do pee. In the shower? Especially because yo me aguanto hasta el último minuto.
Girl,
so whenever I'm showering, it's like, oh! Like, let me take off my clothes, I gotta shower, and I gotta pee.
They say that's bad for you, you know, peeing in the shower?
Why?
Because it says that you're, like, estás acostumbrando tu cuerpo of, like, water pee. Like, your brain is, like, water pee. Oh, it's connecting those things. So whenever you get older, or whatever, if you continue to do that, it's like, if you, como te bañas, or somebody drops, let's say, drops water on you, it's like, oh, pee. Like, your body is connecting those two things.
That hasn't happened to me.
Well, because like, you're young.
Oh.
You can still control it.
So, when I'm older...
It might be that connection of your brain and your body.
Yeah, I usually pee all the time.
Yeah, you know? So maybe keep an eye out on that.
How old were you when... Did you ever wet the bed?
We talked about that. We didn't talk about that? Did we talk about it, me and you?
Yeah.
I did wet the bed. Because I had dreams that I was peeing.
Yeah, me too.
But, wait. Sorry, I had a thought in my thought. Do you, when you go pee, do you sprinkle a little bit?
No.
Oh, okay. No, it's because sometimes I squat.
Okay, yeah, me too. Sometimes
and then
I squat.
I have to.
No, I think that is normal.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is TMI. And, okay, whatever. Do you ever go, like, poop? And then you finish pooping, you stand up, right, and whatever you finish. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot to pee. And then you go back, sit down, and pee?
What? Oh, no. No? You had confused me with the question, then I put it together. No. It usually happens at the same time.
Mine doesn't happen at the same time.
Are you serious?
I mean...
Well, usually it's like, pee first.
Well, sometimes I really need to poop, and I poop first.
Well, I think mine's going to together.
No, like... It's happened to me more than once where it's like...
That you forget to pee? No.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, did I pee?
And well,
like,
that hasn't happened to me.
Wow. Wait, does that happen to other people?
I thought it would happen at the same time.
Is that normal?
Hey, you didn't answer my question. Oh, yeah. How old were you?
I wanted to avoid that. No, just kidding. I was probably like, the last time, I was probably like 10.
You were 10?
Me too. I'm just I think I had a dream that I was like peeing.
You were 10?
I think so.
Oh, wow. I think I stopped when I was like 7.
No, you did not. You told me that.
I promise. No, I
you told me you were like 12 or 13.
I was being funny.
No, no, guys. Guys, she's trying to not be.
No, I promise. I was like 7. I was like in 4th grade. I'm just kidding. No, I was probably like in 1st grade when I stopped wetting the bed.
I mean, I didn't wet the bed all the time. It was at one time that I, like...
Oh, no. I would bet it every night.
Oh, you see? No. I think it was only, like, that one time that I was dreaming, oh, my gosh, I'm peeing in the restroom. And then yes. I woke up, and I was like, whoa, that was in the restroom.
Girl, that happened to me too often.
All the time? Yes.
Like, every day. Like, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Did your mom not get mad at you?
Oh, yeah. She was waiting for me. Like, she would go check on me.
Because I would get mad too, be like, girl, you need some diapers? Dang.
I know.
Have you peed yourself in the adult life?
No.
Oh, you did the other day.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not pee. Oh.
You want me to pee and blast?
Oh my God. I figured about that. But that was because I was laughing so hard. What were we doing that I laughed?
It was a Halloween party. Pero ella con su costume. It's because I was putting the dinosaur.
It's because that was so funny when we were putting it on you. And te digo, it was like hilarious because your little legs. I'm sorry.
That was funny.
You were not supposed to tell everyone about that.
Everybody knows all our business. No.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell you anything anymore.
No, this is disgusting. Good content. This is the episode that's going to make us famous. But, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I didn't pee. I just told Leslie that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys. You believe who you want to believe. But, yeah.
I have a weak bladder. After having 2 kids, I have a weak bladder.
Yeah, I can tell, girl. I can
talk to me whenever you have 2 kids.
Maybe I just have one. I'll talk to you, okay?
Okay, yeah, talk to me. Okay.
Dude, that was a question that I girls, whenever they have kids, they can't control their bladder, right, that much?
Mm-mm. We can't do jumping jacks.
You pee yourself a little bit? Like, you, like...
Yeah.
Is it, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? You can't really jump. Like, sometimes when I'm in the trampoline, I'm like, okay, I gotta go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the kids.
Well, because 2 kids just came out of there.
Yeah. So I hear, like, I don't know, kegels work. I did it, like, every...
What's that?
It's, like, a workout.
Oh.
Yeah. Supposedly, like, to tighten...
Oh.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But supposedly that's supposed to work.
Did it?
I don't know. I think... I haven't tried doing jumping jacks.
Well, that's gonna be
that's why
workout.
I don't really like, Zumba or stuff like that. Because they make you jump, and I'm like, is this not happen to everybody? Like, am I the only
Maybe
one?
Maybe it's your bladder.
Yeah, everybody's
I mean, you pee yourself every day when you're little.
Okay, doctor.
That was a good conversation, right?
Yeah, I hope that we kind of listened. We covered a lot of
topics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we probably missed some stuff.
And again, like just like a, you know, it's just our opinions, guys. Don't take us too seriously because we're literally just, you know... 2 young broke girls. No, just kidding.
I killed me?
Yeah, okay. This is just, you know.
Our opinion.
Yeah, a casual conversation between us two. Yeah, if you want to know more about our opinions, send us questions or whatever you want us to be like.
Oh,
hey.
What can you relate with? Like, oh my God, I went through that too.
Yes.
Like, were you a peer all the way to like 2nd grade?
Yeah.
Did you wet the bed? Just kidding.
Have you gone to get a pap smear? You should schedule one. Yeah, just like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Thank y'all for listening.
Oh my God, our next episode is going to be
the 10th episode.
If you have any ideas. Let's see what we come up with.
Yeah, maybe a YouTube video or
yeah,
something different. Yeah.
Let us know what would you like to see or hear.
Listen to, yeah. Yep.
We have had some feedback of what, and we're going to eventually get to it.
Yes, like the, I know that people want to hear about the mental health side, and then also, I know that like one of them was the peer pressure of like being,
like following your parents.
Like being held in a...
Decisions?
Being held in a...
Pedestal?
Yes. That was another one that was like, oh, that was a good, you know, especially Hispanic household. But yeah, we have a lot of topics that... Also, we want to have some guys guest speakers.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, to be like, their perspective... Maybe questions that girls are too asked to get... Too scared to ask guys, and we could ask them. If you are willing to come, if you're a guy and you want to come and would be like, hey...
I really hope there's no guy...
Still here
listening to us.
But if you are, and if you want to come in and answer some of those questions, then DM us. Follow us on Instagram, guys.
And I think there's like a, in Spotify or in Apple, like a notification.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever so we upload. Yeah, turn that on.
Yeah. Yeah, turn that on, please. So, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day.